Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a show from our youth to see how it stands up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And today, we're watching episode 25?
Episode 25, Unchain My Heart Part 4.
Of Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation. And we're almost done with the series. We got this one and one more episode, and that's it.
We've got this one that should have been the end of the series, and then whatever happens next.
Yep.
I did not hate this episode. I thought it was pretty all right as far as this show goes. When held up against many of the other episodes that don't involve a man dressed like a gorilla, this one was all right.
Yeah, that's all it was, though.
But are any of these episodes good, or are they just all right?
Well, it's hard
Tell
to
me.
Say.
Are the any first, of them good?
The first of the Unchained My Heart was pretty good. I remember actively liking
it. Yeah, we didn't hate that, and then it was like... Especially if you look at the Unchained My Heart arc.
Yeah.
The first one was pretty good, and then the second one was bad, and then the third one was even worse, right? Or was that...
Well, nothing happened in the two middle ones.
Yeah, and then this last one was pretty good. So, I mean, it's at least the second best of this quadology.
I wonder what Dragon Lord was up to through all of that.
He's probably having Wick stir up some potions or some such thing.
I wonder what Shredder was doing.
I mean...
Maybe amassing power?
Yeah, like, the same with Dragon Lord. Like, if the turtles aren't focused on him, he could just be doing other evil, like, to other things, to other people.
Or maybe he only exists because the turtles are thinking about him.
That's why you exist. It's because I'm thinking about you. There's some Tyler Durden shit up in here. Tyler Durden ship up in... That's what I said.
Yep, I heard you.
Oh, this guy's got the yawnsies. Heaven.
It has been a long week.
It's been a pretty regular week for me, and it's only been 6 days since we last recorded, but it feels like a GD eternity.
Yeah, it feels like 2 months.
We missed the show so goddamn bad that we were the fuck are we doing? Let's do again.
I moved, and then I started working 10-hour shifts, and then
Sky, they don't care.
Other stuff. They care a little.
No, they don't.
A couple of them do.
Yeah, and they've already read your Twitter, and they're like, I'm done with this guy. And his constant bitching.
That does sound like me.
I had all that soda earlier, so I'm real feisty. It riles up the blood.
Nor sarsaparillas. Yeah. It angers up the blood. So, Unchain My Heart Part 4.
It's about vampires and turtles.
And bone steel.
Yeah. And a rat. But that's it.
Fair. Well, we'll get into it.
Sky, based on this establishing shot, where would you say this takes place?
New Jersey.
No. Try again.
Philadelphia.
No, it's New York. God, it's New... It's New
Paris.
York. It might be Paris. So it starts with Bone Steel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, his roof. He has a
this
fuck, what is that called? Weather? It's not a weather vane, it's a
windmill.
No, is it
spinny,
a windmill?
Spinny guy.
I'm gonna cut this.
Yes. So
wind indicator.
Yeah, a windicator.
There it
was
is.
A windicator. Duh.
It's like a pinwheel, but it's not. It indicates which way the wind's blowing. You see him in Twister a bunch.
Weather vane?
Weather vanes are they have like the cross though,
and
right?
And they have a chicken on it.
Typically, or
I
maybe
don't know.
Maybe a lady driving a car. I saw in American Pickers.
Whoa, it's a good episode.
they're all good episodes.
So like all of the stuff leading over to Bone Steel looks like you're on a roof. Like they show you the skyline. the ups and downs of the building, the skyline. But then you get to the actual shot of Bone Steel, and if it had started right there, it still looks like he's on the docks.
Yeah, or he's just out camping because there's a tent set up behind him.
Yeah.
And he drank from a metal thermos cup, so and he could just be, taking a siesta out in, Northern Hamptons.
And it seems I wasn't paying attention at the beginning when they showed all those buildings, because I thought to myself, it does look like he's just next to the ocean here, because there's nothing behind him, there's just clouds.
Yeah, so... I guess the roof he's camped out on has no stairs. It's just an abandoned, empty shell of a building because he has to suction cup his way down to the ground level. And it must be on the docks, and the direction that faces camera is out over the Hudson Bay or whatever.
I mean,
so you never see the
buildings. It sounds
like
a beautiful view.
I guess.
I bet if he wasn't an insane person and had a legitimate job, he would pay a lot of money to live there. But instead, he's an insane person. So, So guess what Bone Steel did off camera?
I don't remember anybody being taken down, but he's got all three vampires in a cage.
In a damn cage.
It comes things.
As quite the surprise.
They can transform into bats, and I bet those bats could fit through those bars.
Unless that's a bat-proof cage.
Which is possible, I guess. Maybe there's an... It, you know what it is? He probably put screen around it.
Yeah. Or maybe there's something we don't know about vampires, and once they're caged, they can't transform into bats. Look like it up.
How Wonder Woman lost her powers when she was tied up?
Sure.
Early Silver Age, she would. Oh. Whenever somebody would tie her up, she would lose her ability to break chains and stuff.
I'm surprised in the early Silver Age it just wasn't every time...
a man told her to get in the kitchen?
Exactly. Every time a man needed dinner, she had to make it. That sounds like the Silver Age.
It does. It sounds like, yeah, Jean in the... Was it the Bronze Age had to do all the cleaning because her power was best suited for it. And Invisible Woman, or I guess at the time she was Invisible Girl, had that power because can't have a lady getting punched in the face. Let's give her the one where she can hide.
Yeah. I think for most of the Silver Age, Jean doesn't do anything but lift a book. Nothing heavier than a book at a time.
Bronze Age.
Sure.
Silver Age, the X-Men wasn't around yet.
Sure.
No, that's a thing.
I said, sure.
But anyway, we got off.
I'm going to fact check you later.
Do it. Do it right now.
Then I'm going to poll you on Twitter.
Give it a goog.
Nah, my thing's running the TV. I can't.
But yeah, so somehow Bone Steel has them confined and they are playing along with it. Because I guess vampires don't have super strength after all.
Right?
And
it's hard to say.
Even though he's standing within arm's reach, they don't just, you know, smash his head in.
But we know for a fact that he used to hunt vampires. So he probably has... taking the precautions to keep them in that cage, whatever he needed to do.
But we've also decided he's insane.
Right.
And he's very incompetent.
That is true. Except when he is competent.
Yeah.
It fluctuates.
Sometimes he remembers how to do things. So maybe it's blade rules and the cage is made out of solid silver and they can't touch silver except for the little girls touching the bars.
I was going to say, I think they're touching the bars. So.
That's painted.
Oh.
So it dulls the pain, but they still can't break it.
Yeah, and she wants just a little bit of that pain to remind her that she's, well, I was going to say alive, but unalive.
Conscious?
Sure.
Aware?
Yeah, cognizant.
Anywho, Bone Steel.
What's Bone Steel holding?
I thought it was like a container full of lighter fluid because he's basically holding them hostage where they're going to be burned alive, well, burned undead by the sun. And I thought that he had, like, a thing of lighter fluid to add to the threat.
But then he's just not holding it again.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is.
But ultimately, he's trying to strike a bargain with them.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's better than them, I guess.
Clearly.
He's got them in a box. But he's like, yeah, the sun's going to rise. I'm going to burn you to death unless you promise to help me. We're going to kill the turtles. I guess they just agree.
Basically.
Under duress.
Because they went to Shinobi and they're like, that's the girl turtle. And he's like, all right, let's kill him. Because they want to kill Venus.
Well, Bone Steel wants to kill all of them.
Right, but
they specifically say they want to kill her. Well, excuse me, they want to destroy her.
Yeah, and he wants to make them all extinct.
Right.
No one's going to get killed.
This counts as genocide, right? If they're all killed?
Yeah. It's their entire species wiped off the planet.
Because they're all sentient creatures. Well, mostly.
Now we're in sewers.
Well, we get a shot of the Golden Gate Bridge? Or was that the Brooklyn Bridge?
I have no idea.
Me either. We eventually go back to the sewer, and the turtles are like, we're going to give her one more chance. Because apparently Venus has only earned one more chance with these assholes. She can kill all of them and has chosen not to this entire show.
I mean, so far, we have one more episode.
That's true.
It would be great if that's how it ended.
Oh, it would just be perfect. But like... She's trying her... She just has to learn how to read a different language. Maybe ease off, guys. Or, you know, try to do something. Instead of relying completely on her to do everything for you.
Well, one of them does do some stuff.
Which one?
Donatello.
I guess.
Does a shitload of stuff.
Yeah, but he bitches about it the whole time, I'm sure.
Well, he doesn't in this. Leonardo was very, Venus, you've got it this time, right? Like, you can... You can shoot magic and kill the vampires. And she's like, absolutely I can. So then he goes over to Donnie, and Donnie shows him all the things he's invented, all of which are, like,
repurposed
not...
Repurposed super soakers.
Not, but they're not stupid. They're not That's as fair. Stupid as we've come to expect from this show, which is why I was like, this episode's all right, because it's not as dumb, and the reasons that they fail are not entirely dumb.
They did put forth actual effort.
Right? Like, the first thing he has is this gun. Oh, well...
Well,
first you say they're allergic.
It's like a flashlight that's supposed to shoot out UV.
It says it's got tanning rays in it, basically.
Yeah.
He also says that vampires are allergic to sticks. Or no, they're allergic to wood.
Yeah.
So let's start sharpen some sticks.
I don't think that's what the problem is. I think it's that you're stabbing them in the heart with it.
I think so.
And originally, stakes were like 3 feet long, and what you would do is you would nail them into the ground and behead them. It wasn't just you'd poke them with a stick.
Imagine if that's how this episode ended.
It would have been awesome if that's how it shook out.
So cool.
It's not.
Yeah, so we see his sun shooting gun.
Yeah, and he shoots it directly in Raph's eyes, and that is, my friends, a dick move.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're all dicks. They're all jackasses.
True, but also you invented it, and everybody should know, don't point lasers into your eyes or you burn your retinas. So maybe don't shoot tanning bed rays directly into somebody else's eyes.
But also, all of us went to a regular school and didn't learn from trash we found, so maybe that's not a thing he's just picked up inherently.
But there's stickers on that stuff saying, yeah, don't shine this in someone's eyes, please.
That's true. I don't know. So then there's another gun.
Yeah.
A stink gun.
Repurposed super soakers. He made some sort of garlic cocktail.
Yeah.
And because vampires don't like garlic, or so the legends go.
So they're going to spray him
with garlic juice.
Garlic juice. And now Leo is like, all right, fuckers, we're going to work as a team. Which, all right, I get behind that. Like,
there's almost a plan.
Yeah.
There's adequate weaponry.
Yeah, but first we get a montage. Oh, and then... But Venus says it's shinobi time without moving her mouth.
I'm pretty sure it's in her monologue, but it's also impossible to tell.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It kind of had a vague echoey quality to it, so who knows.
Splinter's carving some more...
Steaks?
Steaks, thank you. Some steaks. And then they're practicing with all the weapons. But
I think Michelangelo's just being a dick.
Oh,
because okay. He sprays Raphael in the back. If he was learning how to use it, he'd probably have like a target and not a person.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But Venus is practicing her hey, I can shoot vampires thing, right? But she just promised Leonardo that she could do it. Like,
well, she
a
promised
minute ago.
She was reading about it.
No, I understood that she could just do she was so confident. She fucking lied.
I guess.
No.
And then Donatello made everybody a crossbow.
Yeah.
Which is excellent. And then the turtles line up to test them out, and they can shoot wooden stakes into like rocks.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, so that is an impressive level of strength that Donatello has cobbled together from garbage.
Yeah, that is the PSI on that is probably out of this world.
So later on in the episode, I was like, oh shit, they worked.
Yeah, we'll get there, but...
Yeah, it makes perfect sense that you would make them very, very strong.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to... Crossbows are typically one shot, and if you miss, you don't typically have time to reload before you
get
attacked. So yeah, make them fucking powerful. We cut back over to Venus, and she has figured out the proper hand sigils, and she's learned the right words, and she throws a fireball at a mannequin dressed like Vammy, and it fucking explodes.
Do you think it would have worked if that mannequin wasn't dressed like Vammy?
No.
Where do you think they got the same clothes as Vammy?
I don't know. Where did Vammy get her clothes? They just congealed out of nothing.
Well, they're ancient or some such thing.
Well, then maybe it was from Venus's wardrobe.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't wear any of it, but she has it.
Just like all my hats.
Right. And then Splinter decides they're ready.
Oh, but first we get one more invention.
Yeah,
it's a paint can with light bulbs in it.
It sure the fuck is. They didn't try to dress it up at all. They have some wire sticking out of it, but yeah. It's ultimately four light bulbs in a paint can.
It's like that time travel coconut that we invented, or pineapple that we invented.
Indeed. What they did was they noticed that the heart leaps at Vammy, so they lined, Donatello lined the paint can with pressure sensors and dropped the heart in there. So whenever it hits one of the walls, it'll light up a light so they know which direction the vampires are in.
Which is not a terrible plan.
No, they showed a little bit of forethought.
I mean, it has three light bulbs on it, so it's not super specific. But you could apply that plan, to a better invention, and But I mean, I guess he lives in the damn sewer, and he had some light bulbs in a painty can.
Maybe he could have added some more light bulbs, like have them... staggered.
Yeah, in cardinal directions or something.
Or, like, smaller light bulbs so you can fit more in so you get a more exact...
Yeah, there you go.
Like Christmas lights. There's an abundance of Christmas lights about, I'm sure. But whatever.
People
it's
are always
fine.
Flushing those down the toilet.
So the turtles get in the car and ride like they like to. and the vampires are flying around Power Ranger bat style. I bet they converge.
No. I mean, I guess probably because the turtles are following the vampire's heart to the vampires.
I guess. I don't know. They're. It seems like they're just meeting up, but so they end up in some park.
Because that's where they always end up.
Because it's probably free to shoot there. And everybody's walking around. Everybody's armed. Everybody's ready.
Except for Splinter, who just has a stick and a paint can.
Well, maybe he sharpened one end of that.
I mean, he can do damage with that stick, so he is armed.
And wouldn't you know it, the turtles walk into a trap that Bonesteel set up. And instead of just shooting them with a gun, he turns on lights and announces that he's there.
Yeah, you use the word trap real loosely there.
Well, they walked in, and then he
turns on some lights, and then fucking monologues, like...
For way too long.
He yells a bunch of stuff. I mean...
He calls it the Slaughter Dome.
He's nothing if not dramatic. Like, he really gets into it, and I appreciate that part of Bonesteel. Like, he is a showman.
He does have a flair for the dramatic.
He sure does. And, I mean, watching your family get slaughtered by the big game you were hunting while you do heroin in the corner really will fuck with you.
Vampire heroin.
Yeah.
Oh... Right, it was probably right after he killed all of Silver's family, so it was a gang turf war.
Yeah, it was.
So that's why we never see Silver and Bonesteel together.
I just did a really bad thing. I touched the screen. I didn't go back that far. Okay,
monster. It's fine. So Bonesteel's up on a stage yelling about whatever, and then the vampires are just below him, standing and waiting for him to tell them what to do, I guess. And then everybody takes a turn yelling things.
Nothing really makes sense.
Yeah, and then the turtles shoot their fucking crossbows at him, and we get a shot from behind, and all the vampires fall down with the stakes sticking out of their chest, and I was like, holy shit, they did the thing!
Yeah, I was like, all right, here we go, but there's still a lot of episode left, what's gonna happen?
There's still two-thirds of this episode to go.
We were very fooled.
It looks like they each caught the bolt before it got them.
Which, I mean...
But because they were such strong crossbows, they did get knocked down onto their backs.
And it makes sense, I suppose, that they would be ready and, like, see that coming. Because that's a thing, like...
There was, like, a 3-minute Bonesteel monologue where they could analyze the weapons the turtles were holding.
Exactly. Like, oh, hey, that really looks like it's going to shoot something into my heart. Better not let that happen.
Yeah. They throw the stakes away, and then... The kids run over to attack the turtles, and Donatello pulls out the sunlight gun, and it doesn't work at all.
No, and he's like, but it's the same waves, and she's like, no, that's the fucking sun, dum-dum, it's different.
For whatever reason, the light shone purple, which, okay, why, Donnie? I know that's your color, but get your shit together.
It's just so we could see it, probably.
I guess, I don't know. But the little girl kicks Donatello down and he gets knocked the fuck out.
Like, right away.
But he's not great.
I don't understand, was this Bonesteel's plan? For the fourth time, have the turtles just fight the vampires? It's never worked before. Like, the turtles always get away. Even if they lose, they still get away with the heart. I don't understand his plan.
One of the definitions of insanity is trying the same thing and expecting different results.
This is even, like, worse, because there's no, like, laser fence or anything this time.
He used up all his money.
I bet that laser fence probably still worked. They just, like, bashed it with a rock or something. I mean...
They didn't even do that. They just turned it off.
Did they? I don't remember.
They just turned it off and went home.
Anyway.
The little girl also knocks out Leonardo somehow.
Oh, so that's when Leo got... Because we were not clear earlier. And then a van backs up to them, and then they don't address it for long enough for you to go, what's that van doing?
It severely looked like Bonesteel was just going to run Donatello's unconscious body over.
Which he should have done.
Yeah, it would have been amazing and an incredibly dark turn for this show. But that is not what happens. He stops short and he apparently just throws the turtles in the back because he's apparently the goddamn Hulk. I'm sorry, I said apparently like 50 times there.
But he doesn't do it yet. All you see is the van backing up. And then like a minute to half to 3 minutes later... That's when you see him start gathering them up. Like, Bonesteel goes and does other things before he gathers them up.
That's true. And all the while, Venus is furiously reading through the scrolls. It's like, bitch, you read that already. You know the spell.
Right? Also, why doesn't someone punch her? Like, why doesn't... They've already taken out two turtles. The vampires have a person to go kill her.
Yeah. Also, why isn't Splinter doing anything but standing next to her?
He's helping. Telling her, someone has to hold the paint can.
They know where the fucking vampires are.
But it has the heart in it.
I guess. But he could have just set that down because it's trapped in there.
Yeah, I guess. But then Michelangelo squirts the boy vampire in the face with the garlic gun. And apparently garlic guns aren't a thing for vampires.
He's annoyed. And then we get this ridiculous moment that I couldn't stop thinking of WMAC Masters. Because Bing has a stupid long pretend ponytail. And in WMAC Masters, there's a guy whose name was Willy. And he had a stupid, really long braid. And he called it the Willy Whip.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember WMAC Masters?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, it's the World's Martial Arts Champions?
Is it a game?
Sort of. It was kind of like pro wrestling in that it was very choreographed. And there was a series of stupid storylines. And you would fight people and... There was like the Red Dragon and
you
Tsunami
say you
and
would
Tiger
fight
Eye.
People like a video game?
No, this
or
was
this
a live action thing.
Oh,
it was a TV show. We should watch on this.
No, well maybe. It sounds great.
It was something. I'll tell you that. And you would fight guys or the guy. They would fight until they earned the right to fight the leader for the Dragon Star. And there were ninjas and other ridiculous things. But there's a guy named Willy, and he had a stupid long braid, and he made it into a weapon that he called the Willy Whip.
Obviously.
And then he brought on his son, who had a small braid, and he froze it with liquid nitrogen, and karate chopped it off of his son's head, and turned it into a smaller Willy Whip, because his boy's name was Willy also. He was Willy Jr. or something.
I don't know any of this, but I'll have to check it out.
It happened, I promise. Anyway,
WMAC Masters?
WMAC Masters. Okay. It was hosted by Bruce Lee's daughter, whose
Brenda
name,
Lee.
That might be right?
I don't know.
I think her name started with a B, but I do not recall.
Because his son's name is Brandon, so why wouldn't you name your daughter Brenda?
I don't know. But in any event, Bing takes his ponytail and uses it as a whip to wrap around Michelangelo's super soaker, and then he whips it away from him.
Yeah.
Willy whips it away.
And then kicks him dead?
He just
spins him around. He gets him dizzy.
He has a little bit of a tussle with Michelangelo and kicks him over a barrel. And then Bone Steel pulls out a blowgun because that's the most deadly weapon he has in his arsenal. Tranquilizer. And then he blow darts Raphael.
Are tranquilizers really that like specific to animals? Like, oh,
no.
This is for walruses.
I mean... I would expect the walrus one to have a super long needle because their hide is so thick.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of blubber in there. But it's just a regular one. I mean, I'm sure like calling it an elephant tranquilizer is like referencing the dosage or the potency.
Right. I guess that's true.
And I don't know that there's ever been a call for a turtle tranquilizer.
Do we need to go to the zoo and learn about tranquilizers?
Yes. Okay. Do you think they'll actually have information about that?
Yes. And, I mean, you have to tranquilize those animals sometimes.
Yeah, probably.
For vet reasons.
Yeah.
And they need surgery. They just need to get their nails did. Trank the bear. We got to do his nails. Getting out of control.
It's true. He's looking kind of ratchet.
Do you want to package all of this up right now and we'll take it to the zoo?
Yes.
To the local zoo.
Absolutely.
And we'll finish our...
What is that? Brookfield is the closest?
I think so. Well,
Let's go to a farm.
Yeah.
Know.
We'll go to the goat farm. We're way closer to Prairie Farm, and they have goats. They might know.
Yeah.
So anyway. Raphael gets hit with the walrus tranquilizer,
right, and gets super high,
real fast. And he tries to fight Michelangelo like someone who's all hopped up on goofballs will.
Yeah, he successfully knocks Michelangelo out, and then falls down himself because, you know, because
tranquilizer
got wasted. And then, I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but the actor falls on Michelangelo.
There's just that little bounce.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't know if that was on purpose or not. And then Venus has figured out the hand sigils and the words, and she casts a firebolt at Vammy, who just catches it and holds it there.
In a scene you'll recognize from the opening.
And then she just blows it out, which is actually kind of badass.
Yeah, and then she does scary face.
She has a scary demon face we didn't see up till now. And then... It cuts over to Bone Steel, who's backing up the van again, and then he grabs Raph and Michelangelo and just drags them like they're nothing.
Yeah.
They've got to be like 600 pounds of turtle, and he just drags it like nothing.
He is.
It's like, where have you been keeping all of this strength? And then Splinter just tosses Vammy the heart container, but he must have taken the heart out because Vammy's like, my heart is gone! Or something.
Unless there was never a heart in there. And
it was just lights.
And Donatello just told everyone it was in there so they would believe that it was in there so that Vammy would...
So it was Tinkerbell in there? That's what was causing the lights?
Yeah. Or the lights just went off randomly. But because they all believed it, so did Vammy.
I see.
It's about believing in yourself.
In this scenario, they did just meet up instead of tracking one another?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyway, somehow Venus and Splinter get away. And we cut over to the roof or the dungeon. I don't know where the fuck we are. Might be a boat this time where Bonesteel's ranting about whatever.
You could just have them chained up in a library.
It's impossible to tell, but he's discussing how there's a tribe that takes turtle femurs and turns them into, like, I forget what he says, toothpicks?
Like
what
a flute.
It? A flute.
Because he's going to make a whole marching band out of their bones.
Right.
They're big and there's a lot of them.
Right. So he's got the four turtles chained up. But there is so much slack on those chains that any one of them could absolutely reach him and strangle him or whatever. But instead, also, they just stand there politely while he tells them how he's going to murder them
also
and sell their carcasses.
Based on later, I don't think they're like shackles. I think they're like strapped in there.
Yep.
And their hands are all touching one another. So like Mikey could reach over to Donatello's and just be like, undo. Like, yep. There's plenty of wiggle room there for such things.
Maybe they're all just done and they've accepted death.
No.
Michelangelo seems a little panicky about it. But
as you would be.
But he just hasn't had pizza in 20 minutes.
He hasn't had, shampoo and flea powder pizza. I need gasoline and shoe pizza.
Sounds right. So, instead of attempting to help the other turtles, Splinter and Venus went all the way back to the lair where Venus is continuing to read the scrolls.
I mean, Splinter straight up says, like, why should I be worried about them? Bonesteel's a fucking dumb-dumb. They're ninjas. They got this. Like, he's not concerned about them. He knows they'll handle it.
True. But also, like, how many times has he run off to go save Raphael?
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. But Raphael was alone. Like, he's got Donatello with him now. And you know how good Donatello is at stuff.
Not very. He got knocked out in one hit.
All right, you're right. I'm sorry. He's got Leonardo with him. You know how good Leonardo is at stuff.
He got better-ish.
All right, he's with Michelangelo. You know, ah, damn it.
Yeah, they're all doomed. Maybe he's just too drunk to care.
That's it. He does look kind of drunk in this weird, awkward close-up.
Because his eyes aren't open.
And then
he fucking starts
telling Venus that she sucks.
He does. He tells her that she stinks at casting magic.
Which is not wrong.
She's thrown two successful fireballs.
Yeah, real slow-like, and they haven't done anything.
Well, it's not her fault that the magic is slow.
She exploded a mannequin. That was it. That's all she's accomplished. I don't want to sound like Donatello or Leonardo or Raphael or Michelangelo, but all she's really done is blow up a fucking mannequin. Yes, she is the most capable of them. She has that going for her. But when compared to, like, a regular person or toddler, she doesn't really have much going on.
Look, she's thrown more magic than any of the rest of them have.
Yeah, I guess so.
But then she has the idea, maybe I can peer through Vammy's heart into her mind and see what she was doing, what she wants to do.
Yeah. So
she wants to find her heart. Why do you need extra information for that?
Because they want to know how, and then Vammy tells us how.
We cut over to the Haunted Manor. And Vammy's pacing, and she's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to call the Ancient One. And the children are like, well, he's insane, and there's no telling what he'll do when you summon him. He might just kill us. And she's like, whatever, I'm going to die in 4 hours anyway.
It's true.
You assholes didn't get my heart first.
And then she sends them to Jewel to get some candles.
Apparently she can call forth the original vampire, the first vampire spirit or something. It's not super explained or delved into.
He's an ancient vampire.
Well, maybe.
Well, he's an ancient vampire spirit, at least.
It's something. So,
but first,
we cut back to the boat or the wherever, and Bonesteel is going to bash Raphael's head in with a fucking hammer.
But then instead of doing it, he lets Raphael stop him by talking.
You know how smooth Raphael is. He's a smooth-talking person.
He's something.
Yeah, basically he says, hey, don't you want a girl turtle? Like, three turtles and a girl turtle, that'll be pretty hot, right?
Yeah,
that's the underlying message.
I think he's really playing the Bone Steel's boner steel, if you will.
Oh,
for Turtle Girls.
I don't know, dude. It's super weird. But he calls Venus a trophy because we need to objectify her as much as possible, and he's just like, yeah, I'll sell out everybody else. I'll save myself. And then Bone Steel's like, yeah, that sounds fine.
Right, and the other turtles straight up believe him. So what's that say about, like, Raphael if they're just like, yeah, we fucking believe that you would sell us out.
Yeah, Bone Steel's like, he hands him the hammer and is like, kill Leonardo.
And then he picks up the gun and is like, I'll shoot your fucking ass with the tranquilizer if you try anything. And so Raphael's like, that's fine. I'm gonna bust in Leo's face.
And then he pulls back, and then at the last moment yells whammo or bada boom or some shit, and Bone Steel accidentally shoots the tranquilizer dart, which bounces off like 6 items and then into his ass.
You didn't say he smashes his foot.
Is it his foot?
Yeah, I think he smashes his foot.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't know why his foot was that high.
Who knows?
Because it was at like chest height, but whatevs.
And then they cut to his foot being smashed, and then he shoots the thing. But then he gets shot with the tranquilizer, so he's out. So the turtles just casually freed themselves.
Yeah, and kill him now. He's almost murdered you a bunch of times. Just end the madness.
Right?
Kill him now.
You have dragons to be dealing with.
Just throw him overboard. You're on a boat or something.
Or even if it's the roof, just throw him off the damn roof. It'll look like a suicide. They'll be like, oh, here's that insane man that we've been missing.
He's got a snake in himself. His hair. He's got a plastic snake in his hair. He must have been not great.
He's probably all hopped up on goofballs.
Oh, we found all this tranquilizer in his system. He probably got high and fell off the roof.
Yep, that'll do it.
Unsolved mystery solved.
So then
we cut over.
It's Vammy's house, and
she's got a bunch of candles arranged in a sort of star.
But they're just the most unceremonious-looking candles ever. They look like the power went out, and you're just casually waiting for it to come back. Like, when you think of summoning an ancient spirit, you don't think all of these brand-new, fresh, white candles from the store. I don't know.
What do you want?
I don't know. I just feel like when summoning a spirit, you need, like, some sort of special spooky candle. I don't know.
What do you want, ghosts on them?
No, just like, I want them to be like melted and like, brr, candly. These just are just regular candles.
They broke into the local Catholic church or synagogue or something and stole these candles.
I don't know. I just think ceremonious candles should be spookier.
All right, whatever.
I don't know anything about candles.
So Vammy's praying to vampire god or whatever.
Over these shit candles. I got a lot of opinions about candles.
Apparently.
That's a different
thing
podcast.
I didn't know about you. I'm not editing that.
Enjoy the candle cast.
So she calls him the first of hunger and oldest of the first, which doesn't make sense to me. And you know how vampires are orbs made of electricity and pink?
I mean, this one is.
Yeah.
I think it's a spirit, though.
It's such a weird way to depict a spirit. Because it's a nucleus with 3 electrons hovering around.
And then it hollers at her.
Yeah. The first shot we see of it is it's flying over the city, and I was very much reminded of Reboot, and it looked like a program was coming to ruin part of the city, and Bob had to get over there with Dot and Enzo.
And that dog.
Whose name I don't remember.
Dog.
Megabyte.
And that's a different guy.
Hexadecimal. Anyway, Vammy is just like, hey, old spirit of vampires or whatever, can you bring me to my heart and help me kill some turtles or something? And the oldest spirit of vampire lore calls her a mega spook or something.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And he also speaks with a weird Cockney accent.
It's not even Cockney. It's not consistent enough to be anything.
I guess that's fair.
It's definitely not Cockney. It's some sort of fake British.
Okay, that's fair.
But it's not anything.
Where's Vlad the Impaler from?
I mean,
Turkey?
Sky, don't put your false fucking vampire history on this guy. This is the actual ancient vampire. Oh. He knows. He was there. He doesn't need your fucking comic book version of their history. He is the ancient spirit of vampires. He's the one who was the first to be vampired.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably just an amalgamation of fucking a bunch of different accents, because when you're around so long and you've been everywhere, it all just sort of muddles together.
but it's mostly English.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he doesn't go into any non-English-speaking countries. Vampires are notoriously racist.
It's true, I think. Or it's not. I don't know.
This is Transylvania. Learn to speak English or get out.
Pretty sure that's how Hotel Transylvania went.
I've never seen it, but I'm sure that's exactly it.
CeeLo Green mummy came up, and he's like, nope, no Egyptians.
Is CeeLo Green a mummy in that?
Sure is.
Maybe I should see it.
Kevin James is a Frankenstein's monster.
Never mind, I'm out.
There's a wolf man.
Who's he?
I don't remember.
God damn it.
It's not important.
Scott, you got me. On one hand, CeeLo Green is there, but on the other hand, Kevin James is there.
It's a pretty okay movie.
I'm really torn.
It's also got Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, and Selena Gomez as the girl.
All right, we'll see.
It's okay.
I like okay.
Yeah, it's the best it got from me.
Would you rather watch this episode again or watch Hotel Transylvania 2?
This episode.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So
anyway.
Turtles driving home.
Yeah, they come home.
Mouth is agape.
Ah.
I mean, they're trying to catch bugs. Turtles like bugs, right?
I think so. And strawberries.
So.
And they just like, kick in the door and they're like, thanks for saving us, dicks.
And Splinter's like, shut up. I thought you died.
I hoped you died. I wasn't lucky, apparently.
Venus is communicating with the organ. Shut your fucking mouths, please. And then we see her in the train car, and she's holding the heart and humming.
Now behind Splinter is, like, some childish drawings or paintings. You think the turtles did that?
Probably.
Probably Michelangelo, because he ain't quite right. Also, the way she's holding this heart is sensual.
Is it?
Can I say that?
Sure.
Can I say that about this scene?
Sure.
It is uncomfortable because I liked it.
Did you get a little bone steal?
I did get a little bone steal.
Venus has the revelation that Vammy is looking for her heart. Great detective work, Venus.
She says, I know what she'll do. So I guess she's like, she's going to talk to a big poofy cotton candy of electricity. And he's going to magic her somewhere.
Yeah, Vammy is like, please send me to my heart. And then I'll take it and then stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
What is her goal other than not die? Does she want to take over the world? Does she? I know she wants to kill the turtles, but that's just because they've been interfering with her stuff.
Yeah, I don't really think...
Like, she was fine drinking donated blood.
Yeah.
She seems kind of cool.
I don't even think she would hang out in New York City. She's only in New York to get her heart back.
Yeah.
She'd probably dip out. I mean, those other vampires weren't bothering anyone until they needed to get that heart back.
Well, they were probably eating homeless people.
Maybe, but not in New York.
Yeah, that's fair.
If we've learned anything from our president recently, it's that if it doesn't happen in the contiguous 48 states, it's not important.
Yeah.
I got a bigger side of you than those turtles did. Yes.
Good job.
So that cotton candy ball sends her to the sewers.
Yeah. It's almost morning.
Apparently. She says it, but she says it like she has more time than apparently she does.
Yeah. She's got like 2 hours left max. And she's in the sewers, and Michelangelo pulls back a manhole cover, and she gets burned. Like, she initially reaches for Venus, and there's, like, a crack of light, and she gets burned. Then all the turtles pop out, and they've all got mirrors, and they're doing...
That thing you do with your watch in the car when there's someone's trying to drive.
Yep. Sometimes on accident, but mostly on purpose to be a dick.
Absolutely.
And they all reflect sunlight at her, and they just mercilessly kill her in this children's show. Just like we've wanted to see since...
Yeah,
you know,
she
the first episode with everybody else.
She's
a character
bounds.
I liked.
Like she like turns to dust and shit.
In the sewer, the heart turns black again. She's like, I guess it's my heart now. It's like, no, fucking get rid of it.
Yeah, that's gross.
Burn it.
Throw it
do
in the trash.
Anything else. But whatever, it's fine.
I guess.
I'm sure. Well, we know she's not coming back because the show gets.
Do we? Oh well, yeah, I guess for that.
Well, here, Bing and
Chi-Chi.
Found the exact spot where Vammy died somehow and dust bustered her up.
Now, she died in the damn sewer where everything's filthy and gross and there's trash everywhere. So anything could be in that little urn.
Yeah, and if, I mean, who's to say they got all of it?
Well,
who's to say that she's not going to come back?
I'll tell you why.
With a lot of missing pieces or extra pieces.
There's at least enough of her in there for that thing to giggle maniacally, like in a little high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's get out of here. And then Chi-Chi says, home is where the heart is. So
get it?
Do they still want to get the heart?
I guess. I mean, it didn't crumble into dust like it should have.
Was the intention to have these two be villains in the next season?
Probably.
These two children vampires?
I, I don't... Yes.
All right.
They set Vami's ashes on a chair that has a heart for a back. You know, because get it?
Because Unchained My Heart is the name of the episode.
Yeah, it was.
Remember Sky?
I do.
Okay, good.
We said it at the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
Four times
We're
now.
We're so good at this.
The kids decide they're staying, and... Yeah.
And then we go back to Venus, and she's reminiscing. But, like...
We haven't had enough clips.
At least so this far. Is quick, and it's over her, like, monologuing over, like...
The last couple of days.
Yeah, I've learned all this stuff in the last couple of days, and this is... Yeah. These are my friends, and Splinter's my teacher.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I'm gonna teach myself because everyone who could have taught me is dead.
Yeah, but I have all these scrolls that I brought with me from China, from somewhere in China.
Any vampires or hunters? What about dragons and other stuff that
she,
you fought?
Yeah, she doesn't say anything about the, you know, Queez.
It's fine.
Queez isn't her villain.
It's true.
It's Donnie's villain.
And she names all the turtles. She's like Leonardo the student, Donatello the inventor, Michelangelo the joker, and Raphael the true rebel! Because he's the coolest.
She didn't yell it like that. He made it much more dramatic than she did. But then she, like, it ends with her, like, remembering all of that and being like, and I am Shinobi. And, like it started with her showing up and getting introduced and, like, it being a whole thing. And then, like, this is a perfect ending for this season.
Yep.
But there's still one more goddamn episode that's probably, that we're 99% sure is a clip show.
Yeah. And from the sound... from reading the show description, it sounds as though the other turtles have turned on her yet again.
Yeah.
Because reasons. Because she traps somebody in a force field. She can conjure a goddamn force field.
Right.
She's maybe keep her on the team.
Goddamn dipshits. Fucking ass.
But whatever. Jake.
Oh, no.
What was the most turtle-rific part?
I know the answer to this one. It was Donatello's fucking inventions in the beginning, where he's like, all right, this is how, I've seen cartoons, this is how you beat a vampire. Well, none of them work, they all fail for, like, sort of believable reasons.
Yeah.
Because those are all inventions that if I was like, let's invent some vampire weapons, that's what you would invent. These shoot stakes, this shoots sunlight, this shoots...
I wouldn't say he invented the crossbow, but well, he definitely made them.
And it wasn't a crossbow, it was a stake bow. It shoots a stake.
Explain to me the difference.
Well, also, I guess when you say crossbow, it shoots a bow, so it would be a cross stake.
It shoots in crossbows shoot bolts.
This guy, it's a bow.
No.
Or an arrow.
Yeah.
Or something. Wait. Yeah, it doesn't shoot a bow. Nothing shoots a bow. Bow is a thing. Yep. I don't know anything.
You can hook a bow.
I was a really bad Robin Hood.
The crossbows shoot bolts. Bows shoot arrows.
And guns shoot sunlight into vampire's face. Sky, what do you think is the most turtle-rific part of this show?
I wasn't ready this time.
Was it the murder? The murder was pretty turtle-rific.
It was pretty turtle-rific. I liked that Bonesteel was pretty competent this time. Like
he was, except for the few times he wasn't.
Except for when he was like, yeah, I completely believe you, Raphael. I believe that you're going to turn on your family.
To be fair, they had been friends in an earlier episode.
True. But they turned on each other almost immediately after.
Yeah.
And during and before.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And they spent the whole episode talking about how when this is over, I'm going to kill you. So there's that. That's like me at any t-ball game I had. Once this is over, I'm going to kill you. As a precocious youth.
Oh, okay.
Do you think I was at t-ball games now with Rennie?
Yes. Yes, I honestly did.
Why is that guy here? He doesn't have any kids. He likes the concessions.
To be fair, those hot dogs are fucking delicious.
He gets a hot dog and a popcorn and he goes to town.
It's the best part of having nieces and going to their baseball games. Get to go get that delicious cheese dog.
That's the worst part of not having nieces and going to their game. People look at you weird when you get that hot dog.
Your beard's too big to be at a children's place without a child.
Yeah. I should shave it and just leave a mustache.
There you go.
This got weird. So we have one more episode of Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation.
That is correct. And then we'll probably watch the Coming Out of Their Shells tour.
No.
Yeah, we probably will.
I said no.
I said yes.
Also, there's an interview.
About you. I'll watch Ellen.
No, I want to do it. There's also an interview that we did with...
Rick Orner.
With Rick Orner, who's the gentleman who worked on this, that after we're done here, Sky will probably edit and get up.
Yeah, I... busy.
I mean, there's not a lot of editing to do. He talked like a motherfucker. He's great.
That's true.
He was a cool dude who had a lot to say.
He was very nice.
Yeah.
And he made us feel a little bad about making fun of the show.
Yeah, you'll notice if you
immediately after we were like, I don't feel right doing this. And we fell back into
it. If you go back and re-listen to the show, you'll notice the point where, I mean, I think we just say that we just interviewed him, but we're much nicer after the two. And then we go back to like, these fucking turtles, what assholes.
Well, I mean, that's not entirely our fault.
No, it's not.
But me.
We have that interview coming. We have, we'll do that stupid ass tour. then we got a month of just some other things for you guys, and then we're gonna dip into some Animorphs.
Yeah, we've got a plan for a special Halloween episode, and we're gonna do a couple of movies, and then like Jake said, we're going to be diving into the Animorphs, and that should be fun.
Yeah.
So, if you're looking, or, if you'd like to be a guest, give us a heads up. I've already got a couple of people who wanted to do the Animorphs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Is one of them me?
Yeah.
Cool. I think Furby wants to be on.
That's fine.
If we let him, he would be on every episode.
That's fine too. We'll have to bring three mics instead of two.
Sky and I stopped living across the hall from each other, so, eventually this will all fall apart.
I live in a different city now.
I don't know if we call it... Well, yeah, Joliet's a city. I wouldn't call this a city.
Is this a township?
I don't know. What if I tweet out your address? No one listens to this. It doesn't matter.
I was going to say, everyone who listens to this is out of state. So.
Everyone who listens to this probably has your address. So we got pop culture failures not going anywhere at the end of this show, unfortunately. As much as we would like it.
Much to Jake's chagrin. If you want to leave us a review on any of the podcatchers that you might use, that would be fantastic. It helps people find the show.
Or so leave them on the podcatchers that you don't use also. Yeah,
do them on all.
All
every one of them if you can.
If you want to just start a blog and write reviews about each episode, that's cool. If you want to get like a fan Twitter and like write how great we are, that's cool. If you want to hire a skywriter and write about how great we are in that aspect. If you want to get a cheeseburger and maybe be like, this is for Jake and Sky, and then eat it all way too fast and then your tummy hurts, we'll feel it in our bones.
That's more for Jake than for Sky.
Because that's what I'm going to do as soon as we're done here.
You can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end on the Twitter. You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com. I am at Sandwich Surplus.
I'm at Midwest Love Affair. You can follow me on there and find out on what part of my body I found a dead bee. It's the only original thing I've tweeted lately. Usually just retweeting things.
Yeah. October's coming, so I'll be posting more art if you're into that sort of thing.
Because Inktober?
Yep.
October's coming, so I changed the A in Jake to a pumpkin.
Anyway. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Join us next week while we end this thing.
Yeah.
It'll be fun or sad.
It'll be something. Maybe Sky will cry. I mean, he'll probably cry anyway because he's a sissy.
Well, usually it's just at night when I'm going to bed.
Okay. Well, that's it, I guess. Yeah. Huh?
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye. Ninja Turtles are on the scene. You mess with green and it's gonna get mean. Ninja Turtles are on the scene. You mess with green and it's gonna get mean. Yeah. We did it. We did it again. We've made internet history.
Testing. Hey, levels. That's good.
What about mine?
Yeah.
Do I have talkings?
Yeah.
I have so many talkings. That's how I do it now. That's how I test things. I have had plenty of sleep. I haven't done anything strenuous today. I've had like 6 Coke Zeros. I'm ready to podcast. Let's do it. Look how big that was.
Yeah. The inconsequential words are always big.
Really?
For some reason.
Barf.
I can tell, which waveform is us inhaling also. Usually it's a lot more consistent when it's mine.
Because there's a lot more sorrow in it. You can see the sorrow on the screen. Kind of. Mine, you can see the dog-like excitement.